Animal shelter and rescue groups across the province have reported a considerable increase in recent donations thanks to the Betty White Challenge, and organizations in Airdrie and Crossfield are grateful for the much-needed boost in funds as well. In a tribute to the late Hollywood icon Betty White, who would have turned 100 on January 17, a social media challenge has recently gone viral, encouraging fans to contribute to White's favorite cause, animal advocacy. Aside from her impeccable comedic timing as a co-star of the popular sitcom The Golden Girls and other roles in film and television, White was also known for her love of animals and her commitment to animal rights. White died on New Year's Eve, and donations to local animal shelters increased shortly after, with interest exploding on her birthday last Monday. The Alberta Pound and Rescue Center, APARC, in Airdrie had a very successful week thanks to the Betty White Challenge, according to Sam Sandage, APARC's shelter manager. Last week we committed on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media outlets to raise money for the animals at the shelter to purchase specialty food for cats and to use those cans of cat food to create the world's largest pet portrait of Betty White made entirely out of cans of cat food, Sandage said. We welcome you to come take a look at the portrait in person over the next day or so before it gets taken down and the food used to feed hungry cats. Between APARC's Airdrie and Medicine Hat locations, over $8,000 was raised toward the purchase of cat food. The funds allow APARC to obtain specialty cat food that normally does not get donated, but is in the greatest need for the shelter, and hopefully provide enough for the entire year. Sandage hopes this event will help raise awareness of APARC and the services they provide to the community. About 15 kilometers north of Airdrie, the Tales to Tell Animal Rescue Shelter in Crossfield received some donations with the note, Betty White, prior to her birthday, but even more streamed in on January 17. Some people dropped money off at the shelter too, so we took in just over $4,000 for the Betty White Challenge, which is good, said Colleen Holden, a Tales to Tell board member and volunteer. More donations are expected to come in through ATB Cares and Canada Helps. Holden explained that donating to the shelter through ATB Cares increases the donation as it is matched by 20% by the bank. I think it's awesome and I think Betty White would be so happy that her life and her passing did so much for the animal world, Holden said. January is usually one of the slowest months for donations at Tales to Tell, and Holden called the Betty White Challenge a godsend. Since the beginning of the pandemic, donations have been down, but remain steady, she said. Tales to Tell is completely run on donations and Holden said even a $5 donation goes a long way toward the facility's cause.